patrons.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's January.
It's January.
Jamrus.
Merry Jamrus. Did you both same have jokes a as good last New Year? Would you do an NYE, the pair art?
Went to bed early.
But yeah, I wasn't far behind, actually.
What would you call early, though?
Went to bed 10.
Oh, what? No. Oh, I did see in the new year.
No, I couldn't see in the year.
I watched a bloody film. I don't remember what it was now.
I think I watched two Wallace and Gromit films that evening. It must have been good.
Yeah, it must have been so good you remembered what it wasn't.
Nothing.
It was like a new release on Sky Cinema, and I was like...
Sky Cinema?
We'll give it a whirl.
Was it good?
I don't know. The problem is,
were you there at the time?
I think so.
He was there in body, but not in spirit.
Yeah, I did have a few beers.
Obviously.
Well, it'd be rude not to, wouldn't it?
Don't need an occasion for that, bye.
No. Just...
functioning alcoholic there.
Yeah, it was nice to have sort of... Six days of Fridays. It was quite pleasant.
It was nice to have 60 pints that night.
I thought he was going to say it's quite nice to have 6 pints rather than 10. You were run by anyway.
Slow night,
yeah.
Yeah, I went through 4 bottles of rum.
What, on New Year's Eve?
Fuck. In 6 days.
Wow.
Oh, in 6 days.
Yeah, but still.
That's
still going.
How many bottles of rum?
4.
How many days?
6.
How many is that a day, Bulge?
Carry the pie.
Pie, no, Niall will chase me if I carry the pie.
I do like a pie.
Sweet or savoury?
Clearly. Both.
Both. At the same time.
I had a bloody pie from Senna's last night.
Did you? From Senna's?
It was bloody lovely.
What was it?
It was the... What do they call the best range or the finest range?
The best, isn't it, I think?
I think it is the
Tastes
best,
difference.
Isn't it? Is it? Oh, it might be taste different. Oh, yeah, that's there. Right. Yeah,
Morrison's, I think. Isn't
Morris,
it?
Yeah, maybe.
I got
or whatever.
The bloody ultimate steak pie. Twas.
Wasn't the ultimate
telly
steak pie though?
Was
because sometimes
hang on,
they can
clarify.
Be disappointing.
Was this like for dinner for tea?
Yeah.
What'd you have it with?
Mash.
Oh, John.
And a pea and sweet corn combination.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Gravy that the bloody spoon will stand up in.
Yeah, that's all, yeah. Oh, yeah. I did something similar last night. I had sausage and mash with some peas.
Yeah.
But it was like proper buttery mash.
You know what yours was missing, though?
Bangers and some gravy.
You know what yours was missing? A fucking great big pie.
Yeah.
No, I do like bangers and mash.
Yeah. I like a bloody toad in the old.
It's one of them. It pinged in my head first thing in the morning, and I spent all day going, "Cor, what's bloody bangers and mash tonight?"
Yeah.
So,
and then you had dinner.
Yeah, dinner.
Did you cook for her as well? Oh.
No.
Can we go back to being
just
in bed
left
by
her
ten?
With the mash and walked off, did he?
He gave her the banger.
Here's some of me buttery mash, love.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. See you later.
Honestly.
See you later.
Anyway.
Oh,
moving swiftly onwards, you pair of cunts.
Is that what you said? So, you were in bed by 10?
I was.
For any particular reason? Angry, aren't you?
I was tired.
It's like, oh, people are cheerful.
I was tired.
Yeah, I thought you were. Too much bangers and mash.
Do you want to start again?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, God almighty. This is payback, actually.
How is it payback?
I don't know.
I'm calling him a paedophile for 18 months straight.
All right. So where's John's? Because he give you loads as well.
Right. I'm going to level with you here, and you're going to agree with me.
Am I?
He's too quick and witty to go up against. I'll just go, yeah, but you can't count and you ain't got no fucking air. Do you know what I mean? And that's it. And you'll just go, you'll realise, oh, he's so stupid I can't argue with him and I feel like I've won. John will just keep hitting me with his wittiness and I'll just go, this is all a waste of time, really. Anyway, back to pie. No.
Yeah.
I'm all for a pie.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, though, with a pie... I have a pie, and I think, I'd love a pie.
Yeah.
And then I don't have one. It's same with Jackie P's, as we said before.
Yes, yeah.
And then what I do, I think, why don't I have more bloody pies?
Literally, what happened was, is I did the bloody shop on my own.
What, you got to say no's for your shopping?
Yeah.
What, Taunton?
Yes.
Anchorage?
Mm-hmm. So I went and did the shop on my own. And I was like, I don't really bloody know what I want for... I don't know what I want for dinner, really, this week coming up.
Are you a planner?
I don't know. Well...
Try to.
I try to, but I fail every bloody time.
I always like, when I... You know, the few times in my life I've decided, don't get my shit together.
Yeah.
It normally involves me thinking, I'll get a planner for the kitchen so I can write one. And I just know full well.
Yeah.
I've never actually gone through it because I know full well I won't even fill it out, let alone fill it out and not do it. I'll just stare at a blank fucking planner and do nothing.
Yeah. But anyway, I was in Sainer's on my own and I was like, I don't really know what I can get for dinners this week. And I thought, we had that last week. I'll do a bolognese because Archie loves bolognese and it's quick and easy and blah, blah, blah.
And it's the goat of all dinners, isn't it?
Yeah, and I was just sort of walking through the aisles and I was like, oh,
pie.
I haven't had a bloody pie in forever. I shall get a bloody pie.
So, stupid question. I assume you heated up the pie.
Yeah.
Did you serve it crust down?
What?
Like the flat bit down or sort of...
What sort of heathen does that?
Well, because... Like their bulge... All I can hear is...
I mean, it's... Trying to keep it away, it's a big pie for me, Penny,
and
Archie.
Oh, it's a round one?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of like a foil-dished over the muffin top.
Oh, right. No, I'm talking full pastry enclosure.
Like a... Dare I say it? And I do mean... Frey Bentos.
I don't know, because I've never had one.
I've never had a Frey Bentos either.
Have you had a Bay Frentos?
No, I just said Lewis just came.
What about £6? And I'm like, well, I'm not paying that for what looks like cheap, nasty shit. It
sounds Argentinian as well.
For and pie? Yeah.
Is it pie?
Is it just and single person pie, or is it...
Well, you know what it's like. You know, we're...
Serves four.
Me. I don't know what you, Marvin. This says it only serves four. But, yeah, I've just never had one. But, I mean, I trust very little food that comes in a tin that isn't beans. Do you know what I mean?
And then he puts them in a bolognese.
I don't put them in a bolognese, fuck off. I done it once when I was 18.
Fucking once. You touted it as the best thing since sliced bread.
I've done it, yeah. Well, it was until you... You know,
until you tasted it.
Till I laughed at you a bit, and then you did it for your ex-wife, and she went, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I think most people just went, what the fuck? Stands to reason. I mean, people put chickpeas in there. I mean, it's like a council house chickpea and baked bean.
Yeah.
I mean, I do want to defend myself again. I did drain them. I didn't just go, Eines, and just chuck it in. This, what do you mean, chopped tomatoes? No, Eines. Do you know what I mean? It was, they were drained.
I want to try that now. I don't know why.
It's like a chili. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You put kidney beans in a chili.
Yeah.
You put... And
baked beans in a bolognese, apparently.
The problem is, a baked bean is a staple of the British diet, but it's a little bit... You can't put that in a spaghetti bolognese, because it's a bit... Do you know what I mean? A kidney
You're
bean.
Making this wonderful culinary delight. Flop. There we go.
You shouldn't be putting into what is, you know, arguably one of the best meals available... You shouldn't be adding something people have on toast when they can't even bother to make a proper breakfast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also another reason why mushrooms don't belong in anything ever.
Well, that's entirely incorrect.
Oh, you're not a mushroom fan, are you,
I
John?
I fucking love mushrooms.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's the texture for me.
One day last week. Don't remember which day it was, but anyway.
Start of the week, end of the week. Which one?
End of the week. Twould have been.
Thursday? We'll go with Thursday.
Thursday or Friday, yeah. It was one of those days.
Yeah, me
but man. Anyway. Oh, it was Friday. I remember now, because I had my hair cut, and Penny...
This ain't... Again? I suppose...
Every 3 weeks I get my hair cut.
Is it every 3 weeks? Isn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah, me too.
But Penny was at her mum's, so I was like, am I just sorting myself out for dinner? Like, are you having dinner at your mum's? She was like, yes, we are tonight. I was like, okay, fine.
Hang on, we are what?
They're having dinner.
All right.
So I was like...
John's at home sorting himself out.
I was like, I don't know what I want. And Truth then I buzz. Thought, oh, I know what I've been wanting for ages.
Is a mushroom.
Is fajitas. Oh. So I went in, bought some chicken breast, and then I just bought a load of mushrooms, an onion. And
peppers?
Nope. I replaced the peppers with mushrooms, because I never get to eat mushrooms, because Penny doesn't like them.
Good for
so
Penny.
So I was like...
Good on any, all the other listeners that are going, ugh, mushrooms.
Fucking.
Bulge, mushrooms.
Good man. I love a bloody shroom, I do.
Well, we know that.
You clean the cow shit off them first.
Nah. That's to the flavour.
Yeah. And the psychoactive effect. Magical.
They're squidgy and horrible, though.
Yeah.
Is that what you like about them? Because you kind of went, yeah.
Well, I know that they are. I know that they're squidgy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, each their own. You know what I mean? If some butts and pots and pans. Sorry about words. Scrap merchants. Scrap and
detergents. Scrap detergents. Yes.
Well, I tell you what.
The fabled scrap merchant.
Whilst we're on the subject of food, this will be past tense as the listeners to it, but on tomorrow evening, I am returning to Slimming World. I'm more than happy to keep you guys updated if you so wish. I mean, it can be a 30-second segment where I say I lost X amount or I put on Y amount. Why? Because I ate too much. Because too fat.
too furious.
Too fat for y'all, man.
We hungry.
You've just eaten, Niall. We hungry.
Like I say.
Is he a Texan now, is he?
Yeah.
For those of you that
I don't think they're allowed in Texas, are they?
What? Nigel's. Oh.
No, that's all there is in Texas now, isn't
it? Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it full of them?
I thought it was Mexicans.
Yes.
Yeah. Not for much longer. In a couple of weeks it won't be. When he's in charge, building the bloody wall again. Legend. Anyway, so those of you, well, you all know I'm fat as fuck. Because these two keep reminding
everyone. Harsh.
You haven't heard the best of, have you? Bulge, how much of the best of is me being called fat by you two?
Good.
How much do you reckon? Yeah, I know you're not good with numbers, but as a percentage...
80 to 90% of it is me and you calling him fat.
It genuinely is.
Sorry.
It genuinely is.
Not sorry.
There's so many bits that you've forgotten about.
Yeah.
No, everyone has. That's why I've done it. And I was pissing myself loud.
I was expecting a Midnight Purple at the end of it just for continuity's sake.
That was fucking midnight. Yeah, there's the course of tsunami in France. There's that one. God, my guts is hurting. Which one? The pair of you in sync. But yeah, if you're not a listener, you won't know that I'm fat as fuck. If you've met me. Anyway, I'm a big old boy. I was always a big old boy growing up. And then
just a big old boy.
And never meaning no harm. Scran, your boy, is the two giant pizzas arrived, John?
I thought I had a knock at the door and there's some bloody lats on down there.
They normally ring me. I mean, I say normally, I've never ordered from this place before.
Yeah.
But it's cash, John, so I have to give you some money.
Shit.
Well, hurry up then, because they'll bloody leave without it.
No, they won't, they'll ring.
Wing, wing.
Get the change out of the bastard. Just a good old boy. Sorry, guys, we pause.
Yeah. It doesn't work when you repeat it like that.
We're back, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Sorry, slight pause there. 28 inches of pizza turned up and Niall's talking about Slimming World.
I said I'm going tomorrow.
And I did quick maths, but it was off air.
Bulge was able to do 14 times 2 like that.
Yeah.
And genuinely.
That's good for me.
Yeah. But the microphones weren't on, so it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. No proof, never happened.
No, that's it. No phase, no case.
Yeah.
Yes, it's slightly ironic there are 28 inches of pizza in front of me. Not just me, by the way. This is for all three of us. But...
Lies.
And deceit.
But I've always been a big lad. And in 2018?
Yeah, it probably would have been.
Yeah, about the same time as you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I started Slimming World and I lost a considerable amount of weight.
Is that when that picture was taken?
No, I put some on then, I think.
Oh, yeah. Found a bit by then, did he?
I lost very nearly 8.5 stone.
Shit.
I was very nearly, as near as makes no difference, 26 stone. Lost 8.5.
That's positively orbital.
I was a couple of pounds away from having my own mayor.
He was upgrading from village size to town size.
Village always been demolished.
Aye.
What
are you now? Don't mind me asking.
I'll be honest with you, this is what I was going to get onto.
Okay.
I don't think I'm quite as heavy as I was, but I don't think I'm as
You
that
don't
far
look
off
as
it.
Big as you once were.
My t-shirt size
honest.
Isn't as big. I was a 4. I've got no bones admitting any of this.
Yeah.
And I will, once I weigh myself, I'll quite happily, I mean, tell the patrons.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell the staff that don't pay. I mean, pay me to tell you how fat I am. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'll be far off. I think I'll probably be the thick end of 24, possibly 25. But it is what it is.
Mm. It's also tricky as well, isn't it? Because of your height. Do you know what I mean?
Like you're never going to be a lightweight.
Even when you lost all that weight and you were looking quite trim.
I was 18 and a half stone.
Yeah. to an awful lot of people, you say, oh, I'm 18 and a half stone, and they'll go, fucking how much?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And you're like, yeah, but I'm 6'4".
Yeah, 6'4".
I mean, there's been times when I was...
And broad as well. That's the other bit.
But there's been times when me at 5'7" was knocking on 17.
Yeah.
That's rotund. Yeah, that is.
You at your heaviest was me at my lightest.
Yeah.
And even on the my BMI was still like morbidly.
Yeah.
Funny. I found a little bit recently called Crimus.
Crimus.
But even when I was like 88 kilos, which is what, 14 and a bit.
Yeah, because you don't do stone. What do you do?
Stone.
Yeah, so because you don't, you do kilos, don't you, Bulge?
I tend to, yeah.
I only know that because when I was going to Slimmer World...
They do kilos.
They do stones and pounds.
Oh.
And I'd message you and you were like, what's that in what language I speak? And I was like, hang on, Google.
It's like metric. No, I can't remember what...
Four football pitches!
Whatever 87, 88 kilos works out at.
Yeah.
I don't know, 14 something. My BMI was still like 30.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's morbidly. That's morbidly, that is. It's like,
30.
Really?
It's fucking obscene.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? I love
BMI is bullshit anyway.
It is absolute horseshit.
Total.
Complete crap. You could have like you said, 18 stone. Mm. Fuck, even if you got 16 stone, you'd probably still be in the obese category.
Well, around 19
stone. It's like, how fucking
stone.
Light is a 6 foot... 2-3 bloke got to be healthy.
Well, I remember when I was at 19, quite a few people said to me, that's enough now. Mm. Hey!
Drew the mic. Out of it.
That's enough. And I was like, nah, I've still got a bit more to go. Like, and they were like, I mean, I look back on pictures and I think I looked all right, but some people might think I look gaunt. Maybe I don't think I look gaunt, but...
The thing is, I think because you've been a big'un, like forever, basically...
Mm.
To see you lose 8 stone is like, whoa.
Yeah. Especially, if you hadn't seen me even if you saw me halfway through the weight loss, it would have been like, back! Stop there. And I'm like, no.
I had all of that.
Did you?
I had all of that, because, all right, admittedly, I didn't lose as much as you, not by a long way. But, again, you know, there's no disrespect in it. I didn't have as much to lose as you.
How heavy were you at your heaviest? Then?
My heaviest, I was 19.6, I think.
It was the year he was born.
Love it when you did
1906.
That.
Yeah. What were you saying about gaunt look?
Gormless.
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, I was 19.6-ish, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I got down below 14 stone. Mm. I got to about 13.10. Which was a lot. I mean, I was comfortably fitting in a large t-shirt. Mm. Like, you know. And it was only the fact that some large t-shirts were a bit too short.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that I couldn't get them on. They were
too short.
Are you
mostly torso or are you mostly legs?
Torso, I would say, really.
Same, here.
I'm fairly in proportion. I'm just short.
Yeah.
I got really short legs for such a tall guy. Yeah. Genuinely, I've got really short legs.
Yeah, you look like a regular.
You look at Pete, he's all torso.
No, do I have to look at
Pete? He's got quite short legs, but he's all torso.
Yeah. But... I think if I wear a 29-inch leg, they're hanging off me. That's why I wear boots a lot, Tim's and my new... Have you seen my new dealer boots? I haven't seen it since Christmas, have I?
I bought some dealer boots the other day.
Did you actually?
Purely so I can take them off to drive the truck.
Oh, you're not turning into one of them. It's brand new, though, isn't it?
The problem is it's brand new.
fair enough.
And I'd like to try and keep it not smelling like shite.
Are you going
to
keep them on the steps like a cool kid?
That's where they live. You can't put them anywhere else.
What's a dealer boot?
Slip-on
Chelsea boots. Are they Chelsea boots? Are they actually
called?
I don't
know. Just slip-on boots.
Basically, boots, all leather, but they've got like a sort of elasticated two strips on the side.
Like horse riding boots.
Kind of, not really. No? Are they? I don't know.
Well, mine were a loving gift.
Why are they called dealer boots?
Because you look like a drug dealer.
Right.
No, I don't know if that's what it is.
Mine were coming in 2 inches of shit earlier on, so I'm guessing that's not very drug dealer.
No.
I believe...
You look like a feces dealer.
I look like a shit dealer. Got a 15-ton here, bye. Prime product.
Mine was a gift from Soph, and they're bloody... What are they called? Who make the nice coats? Barber.
Oh,
they're
nice.
Barber boots, yeah.
Mine are not. Mine are Screwfix specials.
Them, basically.
Yeah, horse riding boots.
Okay, let me just Google that a minute. Preparing to be wrong.
Yeah, same thing.
The fuck?
No, like, that's hunting boots.
Well, I typed in horse
cunting
riding.
Boots.
I typed in horse riding boots. I'm scrolling down. I'm seeing wellies at best. Nah, John, I don't know what you're seeing. Okay. Oh.
What's occurring?
Did you watch the...
Oh, so good.
Did you cry? Oh, you don't cry, do you?
No.
Not even mixed it up?
No. I did get...
Not during the speech?
The goosebumps in the back of my neck.
What about when he done the speech at his stag do?
Same. Hair standing up.
But not even a bit of a car. Weird.
I don't cry at TV.
I had to scroll down pretty far for that, though. I mean, we're still on there. I'm guessing that's what your face and silence is trying to say to me.
No what, words are needed sometimes.
As my dad would say, and he says it a lot, is what can't speak can't lie. You said horse riding boots. I typed in horse riding boots. Yes, I scrolled, but they're on there.
And yeah, as my dad would say, I've got many flaws, but being wrong isn't one of them.
Yeah, I've heard that one from both of you before.
But anyway, going back to that's why I wear a lot of boots, because wearing trainers, even if I wear a 29-inch leg, which is laughable. I mean...
At your height, that is laughable, because I wear a 30, and that's about right.
Yeah. Well, if I wear a 29...
But that's a short leg.
I would be
30 is a short leg.
I'd be 32 leg.
Well, they do leg in odd numbers, don't they, I thought?
They do waist in odd numbers if you buy online. No, because like for me... Well, yeah, I guess so, but... For me,
chips on air.
For me, I am also a bat fastard, but I don't have a waist.
No.
So
34?
Like 34.
Yeah,
36.
I get it, 34.
So depending on...
If you turn those numbers around, I'd be happy.
If you turn them around, I wouldn't fit.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. So...
Well, I wear my... That was John, by the way.
That was, yeah.
Now, one of the other downsides of being a fat fuck, and it pisses me off, and I know it must annoy other people, is my ass is always out. And the reason why my ass is always out is because I wear my trousers so low, which probably doesn't help. Well, does it help with the leg thing? Anyway, if I wore them over my guts, but you wouldn't wear them over your guts, though, would you?
It's not beer.
You wear trousers under your belly, don't you?
You'd need an 84-inch fucking waist.
Fucking hell.
84.
Some fucking braces.
You're
going to start wearing braces, Niall.
Honestly.
I've thought about it. Keep your trousers up.
Just as a little caveat, I saw an Instagram reel the other day, and it really did make me laugh, and it was this... really short, fat bloke that was working at in some like lorry yard. It wasn't Bulge, but he was Bulge. Really fat. He was really fat. And anyway,
like Niall's gut on my frame.
Yeah,
that fat,
but more.
Yeah.
And anyway, his workmates were taking the Mickey out of him while he was getting changed. He was changing his trousers, and one of them grabbed his belt, and this guy must have been 6 foot tall, like, not joking, and the belt was as long.
No.
Yeah, he held it up like level with his head, and it was touching the fucking floor.
Someone catches a cobra.
Yes, yeah, literally that. And they were
snake wrangling.
And they were black guys as well, and obviously with it being American black guys, it was the commentary was so funny.
I can imagine.
Oh, I was fucking dying with laughter. Oh,
we'll try and find that again.
I will actually.
Good. Sounds funny.
It was funny. But yeah, he holds this belt up and it's like whoop all the way down to the floor.
I think I could do with that sort of belt.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. But, yeah, so tomorrow, I mean, I've done this before, so I'm not. It's not. I don't know if that makes.
It's not mystery to you, is it? It's not like you know what you got to do.
I know what I got to do, and I know mentally I'm in the right place to be doing it. I've tried.
It's a problem. If you're not in the right headspace, then
it's a waste
of
time.
You're stressed or whatever, you're just gonna be like, "Fuck this."
Yeah.
Well, and
kind of what happened. What's happened to me recently, to be honest.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I've got like more routine to my day as well now.
Yeah.
So like I'm going to work in the morning.
Yeah, before you, no.
I was just
your old lifestyle was not conducive to losing weight. It just wasn't.
I'd wake up and mooch about, and then think a few hours later, think fucking hell, I'm hungry.
It's half the battle as well with it being when you get into your 30s and whatever, and in my case, nearly your fucking 40s.
Yeah, I worked out how old you are.
You're about
to
fucking say it anyway.
I'm not, but I worked out and I thought
that was a while ago though.
No, not the 1940s. That was a while ago.
That was when you turned 40.
It was, yeah.
I'm actually
Benjamin Button. I'm aging in reverse.
Well,
this is the youngest I've ever looked.
I don't think you are.
Probably.
Someone better tell your face.
Yeah. Someone want to tell the greys in my fucking beard.
Yeah. In my fucking pubes.
No, I ain't got grey pubes yet.
Yet.
But anyway, I was coming.
What?
Bad morning. Word choice.
Ah.
Approaching. Nearing.
Nearing. Done.
Just getting close. Ah.
Grey.
But like sleeping properly is a large part of the battle.
Oh, massively.
When you get to like when you're younger, you go, well, I'm 18, I don't need sleep.
Yeah.
You need sleep when you're 18. Sleep
when you're dead.
Nah,
sleep when you're dead. Fuck it. That.
I go and do an all-nighter and then go to work the next day and you're fine.
Yeah. Couple of
can't
monsters.
Do that now. If I sleep less than 6 hours now, I'm fucked.
I do it to myself all the time, stupidly.
What?
Stay up too late.
Yeah, stay up too late.
Stay up too late, touching yourself.
Were you even posting, sending me fucking E36s at like 7 o'clock and you're like, I don't even know why I'm looking. I'm going to bed.
When you were doing that, I was like, do not disturb, fuck off, I'm going to sleep.
That's a work night.
Because all I got is zip, 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 zip. It's like, shut the fuck up.
And then this is the thing. I'm like, I look at the time. I go, oh, that's all right. I got 6 hours. That's
exactly
all right.
What I do.
Nah, and then I wake up in the morning and doze back off to sleep. And then I'm like, oh fucking hell, running around like a headless chicken.
And as you're sort of frantically putting your trousers on, you go, I've had a fucking enough of this. Right, tonight, you're getting a decent fucking time.
Yeah. Do you know what happened to me?
12 hours. So many hours later.
Last night.
Scroll.
So last night, I went to sleep at about 9:30.
Are you sure you're not 80?
I'm 90, mate. Got the back of a 90-year-old. No, I fell asleep about 9:30. I dropped straight off. I was like, yeah, I'm tired. Bang, gone. Woke up, thought, feels a bit late still. Or is it too early? I don't fucking know. Anyway,
It's dark. It could be any fucking time.
Got up. Started getting dressed.
What about even checking the time?
Yeah, then looked at the time because I thought,
are you a fucking psychopath?
You lunatic!
Yeah, no. Started getting dressed, and I looked at the window and went, fuck, it's still really dark. It's normally a bit lighter than that at 5. What time is it? Looked, 10:30. Like, what the
fuck? You fell asleep for an hour.
Hour and a half, basically, or an hour. Yeah.
And then you were up, ready for work.
Yeah, I was like, fuck no.
We live in Somerset. Well, the crackheads must have still been out lurking around.
No, they come to Clumpton.
I was saying, not in
crackheads
your part.
Day out.
Your part's alright, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
It's alright, isn't it? For Somerset,
it's
I mean.
Okay,
by
yeah,
Somerset standards.
Yeah. It's not quite as bad as Plymouth, but you know.
That's Cornwall.
Barnstable.
That's fair,
I suppose Barnstable's fucking Wales, is it?
It is.
Right,
I'm
yeah, okay.
It's flooded at the minute. Oh. But anyway, going back to it, just very briefly to wrap it up. I'm going tomorrow.
Weighing time, is it?
Yeah.
Up front weighing.
Got to be front. Done, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Well, if it's any consolation, I was going to tell you boys tonight.
This was our last.
That this is the last really shit food that we get, or that I get, because I'm also, as of Monday next week.
Oh, yeah. You're both
Cambridging
doing this.
Again, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, are you happy to announce and stuff? And,
yeah,
you
know, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that then.
This is the sort of thing I would rather do because it gives me it gives me that like shit. I need to be good because I'm about to tell everyone.
Mm.
So I was really good on Monday.
Tuesday not so good.
So all in all, I've lost negative £4.
All in all, I've gained 3 stone. Yeah.
In a week.
No.
14 stone in a day.
So, annoyingly, I've gone, from like averaging out 85, 86 kilos up to about...
Talk in English. Google it and find out what it is in English.
85 to 86 kilos, and I've gone up to like 93 or 94.
This means nothing to anyone.
Which I think is knocking on for a stone.
83? Is what you were before you said?
No, 85 would have been about the lightest. I was averaging between 85 and 86. And then obviously stuff happened and...
13.3 in stones.
No, that can't be right.
Well, what can't speak can't lie, Bulge.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. As my old man would say.
I'm sure it's not 183?
No, it's not. It's definitely not.
200
I'm not Niall.
Hey. 13 stone.
Car.
13 stone and 6 lapuns.
Okay.
Maybe is 88.5.
Okay, maybe I was about that. Yeah, that actually, yeah, that sounds about right.
And what do you reckon you went up to?
I checked the other day and I'm 93, 94.
Years old.
Giggity, giggity.
Well, 90 is 14. Oh, I don't fucking know or care anymore. Yeah, basically.
14 and a half, give or take?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've gained about a stone. I need to lose that again.
Yeah.
What's your target?
Same as before, really, I think, about 18 and a half.
Yeah. You look good at 18 and a half, to be fair.
Thank you. I say that like I am now. Thank you for the 5-year-old compliment.
It's about as good as you're getting out of me, mate.
I know, that is very true. Yeah.
I should cherish that one.
And that's no more for the rest of the year.
You peaked early.
A story of my life. But I'm happy to... But that's what I was going to say is, with Slimming World, you have the group every week.
Yeah.
It's motivation, isn't it?
And it is that you got to go. And you got to face the music.
Yeah.
And... You get a euphoric high when you've lost a decent amount. And then you get the sort of shame.
Then you get the slowdown shame. As you approach where it... There's a bit where it falls off easily, which will happen quickly for you if you get
it.
When
I done it the first time... Because basically, to give it a background, I done it the first time properly. That's when I lost very nearly 8.5 stone. And
8.5 stone? Shit.
Shit.
Still had a BMI of 31.
Still technically morbidly obese.
Yeah. I was actually pronounced dead twice.
I was dead, but I was still morbidly obese. But
dead 5 years, still morbidly obese.
And I'm not making excuses or anything like that, but basically when we went into lockdown, that's what screwed me.
Yeah.
Because I'll hold my hands up, I felt like I had a couple of 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, fucking matters. I'll just be a bit cheeky. There's no group this week, fuck it.
Yeah.
And then lockdown went on for so long. I also went from a job where I was out on the road where I could take stuff with me and I wasn't tempted by anything to sitting in a hut for 12 hours in Bristol. And
eating
I was literally like waking up, getting ready, going to work, coming home, going to bed, waking up. There was no downtime to prepare anything.
Yeah.
And
when you're like us, you boredom eat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's always been
it's
my
a big
biggest
problem.
Killer.
Yeah. Big problem.
I said, me and Soph were sat on the sofa, with, I think it was even last night. I'm trying to sort of... I hate, funnily enough, I hate to waste food.
Yep.
As in, I don't like to bin anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get pissed right off if I have to put anything in the bin, especially if I haven't touched it. And Christmas has a lot of treats and sweets and blah, 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 blah. So I'm trying to make my way through them because they are going to go in the bin tomorrow. Yeah. But I'm like, last night I was full up. And I went to the kitchen to get a drink or do something. And I knew that there was some food.
Quality streets.
And I
whatever,
was just like, and I said to myself, I said, are you hungry? She went, I don't know. I went, because I know I'm not, but I want food.
Yeah.
I know I'm full as an egg, but I want food.
Yep.
I'm going to have and bite and go, oh, this was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, just bored. I comfort eat as well. Not like,
yeah.
But I like to sit down and watch a film and have some snacks.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'll change for the good. You know.
Oh, it's got to be done, isn't it? No pain, no gain, as they say.
Mm-hmm. That's it, mate. That is it.
I mean, I don't think any of us is going to lose weight like Kimberly is.
No.
Because there's over there now, isn't
there?
Mm. But today, didn't she?
Yesterday, I think she went. She put something on the Discord, didn't she, that they've made it to somewhere.
Toiki.
Yeah.
See if the eyelets get stolen this time.
Yeah. From Cullumpton High Street.
Yeah. more than likely.
More than likely, yeah. More likely to get stolen than it was at Heathrow.
It's a Somerset joke in there somewhere, but I can't be asked because it wouldn't be funny. But why, though? Can I ask? Why she having that done?
She's yeah to ask her.
Yeah,
she doesn't need it, doing does she?
Well, I didn't think so. Honest, but
I mean, I could do with it.
Yeah,
like I'm probably 25 stone. Morbidly, yeah. She's not 25 stone. I don't know her that well, but I know she's 25 stone. But Easter, man. I assume by going to Turkey, I was paying for it. So
yeah. Well, she said that she always wanted it done.
Yeah. Fair enough.
What she said in the.
Our money, our problem, isn't it?
Well, in yeah, the Discord,
that's
so
that's it.
Fair play.
Yeah.
All the best.
Yeah.
Go for it. Hope it all goes well.
Hope they don't still be kidneys while you're out there.
Mm.
Yeah. That's the other worry, isn't it? When you go places like that. Yeah.
Not only have your truck been stolen, your kidneys are gone.
Yeah. Pissing blood for a week. Pissing things full of maggots. I'll tell you what I wanted to talk about.
The 28 inches of pizza that sat in front of you getting cold.
No guts. You can wait. It's coming.
Fuck.
Fuck. can you remember this time last year? Do you remember? We done two things of our on our first patron of the year.
Would you like any shit chips?
Oh, I'll give them a go, yeah. Oh, they look terrible.
We talked about salted or vinegared them.
Yeah, why?
Well, because I've only really opened them because we've been going for another 20-odd minutes.
But we were 13 minutes into a half-an-hour bonus podcast.
Waste of salt.
And you went, ah, sorry, I'd be only a couple of minutes, wouldn't it? And I was like...
Yeah, and where are we now?
£2.50? 25 minutes?
He's such a fucking terrible liar.
I lied badly on purpose.
Yeah.
Not deceitful. 35?
Still a lie.
All right, 36 then. Anyway, so...
69.
We talked about two things. New Year's resolutions.
All right.
Obviously, mine's to lose weight. Swear more. I'm joking. And I also talked about, you may remember, you may not remember...
Be gayer.
The Deadpool. No. Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. Who's
remember
dead?
That? Well, the Is first... Do we have a winner? Do we not have a winner? You know?
Oh, he was going to die. I think I said David Attenborough, didn't I?
Well, I did write it down.
David Ace.
I'll tell you what. I can tell you now, none of our guesses have died. Yeah. We made two guesses each. None of our guesses have died, okay?
Right.
Well, I can't even remember, so...
But I was about to say, you get a bonus point for anyone that you remember. So go on, John.
Well, David Attenborough.
Mm-hmm. Incorrect.
Well, that wasn't one...
You get two
one...
guesses, that wasn't one.
All right.
One more guess you've got now.
What, who I picked?
Who you picked to die. Last year.
Like he was responsible.
He's hit, man.
Yeah.
Come on, Agent 47.
Hit, man.
God, I don't know, honestly.
Bulge, do you have any idea?
Not a fucking clue.
Well, think about you.
The Queen.
Who would you guess?
Phil the Greek.
No, who would you guess?
Keir Starmer.
You're like political and angry. There you go. All of these have been political sort of monarch figure. Who are you angry about? Oh, angry.
Bill Gates.
Nope.
Joe Biden.
Correct.
Okay. I'm shocked that cunt's still alive.
You don't
to be
get
honest.
A point because you've made 18 guesses.
Yeah.
One more.
You?
No, you wish.
Oh.
Think.
Jimmy Savile?
No.
He's already dead.
No, think along the lines of. What was
Prince
he
Andrew.
To? What was he famous for?
Blasting corpses.
No.
Oh.
But it was up to no good. Who
Jeffrey
else?
Epstein.
His wife is called.
Jizzy Maxwell.
Well done. I said David Attenborough. And I said David Jason. John, yours are both American.
Okay.
One's black.
Barack
Obama. I'm so sorry. One of them isn't American. One of them's British.
Right.
I'll give
Lenny
it
Henry.
Oh, Ozzy Osbourne.
Fuck yeah, how is he not dead?
Fuck, that is a genuine shock.
I love how he thought Ozzy Osbourne was black.
That was good. Oh, Lord. Black Sabbath.
He wears black a lot, but I don't think he's...
Someone's been into my room and stolen my beers. Have you seen that video? Yeah. You're the beer thief. Oh, one more guess.
I don't know.
Black
no.
American old person.
Morgan Freeman.
Correct.
No.
He's the only one.
Literally, there are no other elderly black Americans. See?
Yeah, you bang on the money.
Well, Denzel.
He's getting there, isn't he?
He's some boy mind.
Mm. Oh, and what's he called? Whitaker.
Oh, Forest. The eyeball.
Yeah.
Forrest.
So there we go. Should we knock it on the head? That's 40 minutes.
Yes.
Food.
Bo, say bye.
Bye.
Don't say bye.
Bye.
Now say bye. Bye.